Ann Arbor City Council postponed a decision on the four-party agreement so they can hold a public hearing on the proposal. The public hearing will be in 2 weeks, and Council may vote on the framework to shift to a countywide transportation organization that night as well. Councilmember Mike Anglin had hoped for a longer delay. Anglin says he wants to wait on approving the framework until a financial plan is finished.
Although the Articles of Incorporation say that the city does not have to obligate itself with full faith and payment, there's a clause in there that say they may. So if the articles, I think the articles have to be looked at carefully and maybe changed a bit. I'm a little concerned about the use of the that money, if it goes to a 196 Act, could also be used for trains.
Anglin says he would rather see funds be spent on buses and park and ride lots than trains. Michael Ford is the Ann Arbor Transportation Authority's CEO. Ford says they want the framework approved to help get more people involved in planning for countywide transit.
There are a lot of check and balances in the process, but in order to move and get people engaged and involved, we need a framework for which to work in, and it's about being transparent up front. It did not make sense to me to come to everybody after all the work is done and then say, here, please approve. We're trying to be transparent, as we always have been.
Washtenaw County, the City of Ypsilanti, and the AATA all must approve the agreement. After they approve the framework, there are several more steps, most likely including a countywide vote on some sort of funding mechanism to operate the new system. Andrew Cluley, WEMU News.